From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In spite of increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's Egyptian investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached. An unexplained noise heard during the final second of audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet has aroused intense suspicion, but Egypt's chief investigator said his team has not been able to determine whether it signaled an explosion or something else. The investigator said all data from the Airbus jet flying from Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea coast to St. Petersburg, Russia, ended 23 minutes and 14 seconds after takeoff, while the plane's autopilot mechanism was engaged. Debris was scattered over a 13-kilometer-wide area on the ground, he added, confirming that the aircraft shattered into pieces at high altitude. All 224 people aboard the charter jet, most of whom were Russians returning from vacation, were killed in the crash. A top U.S. military official in the Middle East says the pace of U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq is likely to increase in the coming weeks after a lull in September and October. Air Force Lieutenant General Charles Brown said today the slowdown in coalition bombing raids was due to poor weather and a lack of movement by Islamic State forces on the ground. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the Dubai International Air Chiefs Conference, Brown also rejected criticism that the U.S.-led coalition has been carrying out fewer airstrikes because of Russian raids in Syria. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room in the U.S. Capitol. American and Russian authorities are trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Michael Lessin, a former Russian cabinet minister. This is VOA News. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in a historic handshake today before beginning a summit in Singapore, the first face-to-face meeting between the two sides since 1949. Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists, then began their meeting. She spoke about the opening of the meeting.
两岸关系66年的发展历程表明,
he says, no force can pull us apart. We are one family. Ma also spoke. He says, even though this is the first meeting, we feel like old friends, and that he's determined to promote peace across the Taiwan Strait, adding that both sides should respect each other's values and way of life. Authorities in China are predicting the meeting will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. In Taiwan, angry protesters tried to storm parliament in Taipei as Ma left for the meeting. Police stopped them, and there were no reports of arrests. President Barack Obama has rejected the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline project, a plan to build a nearly 1,900-kilometer oil pipeline to transport Canadian crude to U.S. Gulf states. VOA correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
The Keystone XL pipeline project had become a centerpiece of the debate over President Obama's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. With the UN summit on climate change set for Paris in December, Obama rejected construction of the oil pipeline that would have carried crude from Canada to U.S. ports along the Gulf of Mexico.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision drew sharp and quick reaction from members of the Republican-led Congress who backed construction of the pipeline, saying it would create jobs, reduce oil prices, and U.S. reliance on foreign oil. Mary Alice Salinas, the White House.
The World Health Organization has announced that Sierra Leone is officially free of the Ebola virus. The WHO gave the all-clear now that 42 days have passed without new infections. Ebola has killed 4,000 people over the past several years. Authorities are urging Sierra Leoneans to remain vigilant and continue to respect all Ebola prevention protocols. Burundi's foreign minister says it's erroneous for people to conclude that the political and security challenges in the East African country could lead to genocide similar to what Rwanda experienced in 1994. The international community has expressed concern about the escalating violence in Burundi. The African Union warns that if not peacefully resolved, the continued violence could create instability in the country and affect the region. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.